And the other thing is, Victoria now, after 300 days, has no active coronavirus cases. Dr. Rhonda Stewart. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Isn't that an amazing story?
It's a wonderful news story for not just for the people looking after them at Monash, but for Melbourne and Victoria. It's really great news.
So the two, we kept, when we got the daily figures, we'd keep looking at the persistent two active cases. They were actually husband and wife, were they?
Yes, well, we actually had the last three cases in Victoria. Interestingly, we actually had the very first case in Victoria, in Australia as well, back on the 24th of January. And now we've done the full circle and had the last three cases. And the final two of those were a couple that both acquired the infection back in early October.
Okay, and they were in their 80s and 90s. And
yeah, that's right.
And were they escorted out yesterday with a guard of honour?
So it was a long story. They acquired it, and so did their daughter, back in early October. They both had a stormy course, really. In their late 80s and early 90s, they were in a very high-risk group. But they made it through and did really well, and all the treating team looking after them were amazing. The wife was discharged last week, and the gentleman was discharged last night and released from quarantine as well. So they could go home and be together and start living normal lives again.
That's fantastic, wonderful. Doctor, because that three number that we had with cases, it was very stubborn there, wasn't it, for quite a number of weeks, and we were wondering why it was so stubborn. It's because you were looking after them. We're assuming that the world is getting better at treating COVID. Would that be right?
Look, you know, we haven't actually had that many new treatments. I mean, there's this couple, and all the patients we're getting, we have seen in the last few months, has been given an antiviral and some steroids, which helps, but we're still left with not that many therapeutics. But looking after them and getting them in the hospital early and the amazing teams working around them, you know, it's the nursing staff, it's the medical staff, it's the allied health, and everybody working around them makes a difference, I think, in their care. And for this couple too, we managed to get the daughter in to see them when they were really sick. I think that emotional support as well is really important. So it's a whole package. But I guess the numbers are looking better overall, especially when the health services aren't overwhelmed, like, you know, Australia has had the luxury of being in.
Doctor, what's the protocol when you have, say, the last patient that was discharged yesterday? Is the protocol that you don't discharge them until they have a negative COVID test?
So, that's a good question. So that we can actually discharge people to home with a positive test, because we know that people can shed the virus for many weeks, but that doesn't mean they're infectious. With this last patient, he was shedding the virus for quite a while, and because he was still sick, he needed hospitalisation as well. But there's not a clear... We don't actually have to keep them in because they're shedding the virus. They can go home and be quarantined home, as a lot of people are. And also some people can shed the virus and not be infectious. So there's different categories there.
Okay, one last question. Were either of them in ICU at any stage?
No, neither of them went to ICU. They were managed on the ward only in their own room and in full precautions.
Well, what a red-letter day, hey? And it's funny that you had the very first case in Australia, and hopefully you've had the last case in Victoria on a day where a company called AZ, AstraZeneca, has announced fantastic findings as a result of trial of their vaccine. Doc, let's hope you don't have to treat anyone again for COVID-19.
Well, that'd be nice. We're prepared, though, so we'll keep our fingers crossed, though.
Dr. Rhonda Stewart, infectious diseases physician from Monash Health.
Good on you, Rhonda.